It's Pro Day at Kent State University, which means college players from the region are measured, weighed, and tested under the watchful eyes of a cluster of pro scouts. Kent State quarterback Spencer Keith is one of the players they're watching closely.
Hoping to get a spot on an NFL team.
But Keith is not worried about the risk of concussions in the big league.
I mean, it is a concern for a lot of people, but it is part of the game. So, I mean, you gotta go with it and hope it doesn't happen.
But Keith acknowledges he's come pretty close.
Plenty of hits. Plenty of them.
And it's the long-term impact of these more common hits that's the focus of a new study by Cleveland Clinic researchers. Dr. Damir Ginigro is the lead author. He says they followed a protein called S100 that's normally found only in the brain. But when they took blood samples from 67 college football players in the study, he got a surprise.
Because in those players who had no concussion but only several hits to the head that we call subconcussive hits, S100 was elevated at the end of the game. And it went down to normal levels the day after the game, but it was nevertheless elevated.
Ginigro found that the more hits a player took, the higher the levels of S100 in the blood.
But also there were changes in the MRI scans that are suggestive of an increased risk for degenerative brain diseases.
In other words, temporary swelling in the brain, but not quite a concussion, could lead to problems down the road when college players, like everyone else, succumb to the effects of aging. But for now, Ginigro is more worried about the presence of the brain protein in the blood because the body's immune system doesn't recognize S100 as itself and therefore builds up antibodies against it.
We know from many other studies, from many other diseases, that having antibodies against your brain is a risk factor for brain disease.
Ginigro says repeated hits to the head create a backlog of antibodies waiting to attack the next time there's damage to tiny blood vessels in the brain.
So in other words, when your door opens, it's better if you don't have an army ready to assault.
Ginigro and his team are working on a blood test for the brain protein S100 that could be given on the sidelines to determine whether a player should sit out for a while or give up the game altogether. As a native of Italy, Damir Ginigro is not a fan of American football, but as a researcher studying the blood-brain barrier, he can't think of a better research model.
Very few human models allow you to see the injury when it happens. In football, you actually have a pre and a post. I could not come up with any other study where we take blood from people before they have a car accident or stuff like that.
The Cleveland Clinic study adds weight to a body of research showing that a player using his head as a battering ram, even if it doesn't cause a concussion, can increase the risk of neurodegenerative diseases down the road. The research is published in the current edition of the online journal PLOS ONE. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Jeff St. Clair.